police are treating the display of flags and banners on a bonfire in Londonderry as a hate incident. Banners and flags about Soldier F, the ex-British soldier who's facing prosecution for two murders on Bloody Sunday, were set alight last night in the Bogside. I've been speaking to Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton, who gave me this reaction.
Well, Stephen, I mean, it must be acknowledged by the police that what's appeared in these bonfires causes massive offence to a large part of our community. We have recognised that these are, at the very least, hate incidents. And by what we mean by that is that we recognise and accept that people perceive this to be demonstrating and motivating hostility toward them based upon their political background or their religion. And people feel that, and I accept that, I acknowledge that. This type of behaviour is designed to stoke tension. It's designed to provoke conflict. It's designed to provoke the conversations that we're just having, Stephen, and to create instability. And, you know, I would condemn it. I would also appeal to people. And I know there's a lot of people working in the community, in all communities, including this community last night, who work very hard to try and mitigate these things, who work very hard to try and stop them happening. I see that happening in all our communities where bonfires are an issue or where these things are an issue. So it's a difficult stuff. It creates difficult and complex policing decisions. And it's although we are hopeful that we can always continue to make some progress in the area.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, we've discussed this last night as described a hate incident as a starting point. So this recognises that. The next thing that the commanders have to examine is whether or not any additional crimes have been committed. We have reports last night that some of the material in the bonfire was stolen, so that needs to be investigated as well. And so that'll be progressed. On a larger piece, we're continuing to work with communities across Northern Ireland around the issues of bonfires, around the issues of intolerance for each other and around the issues of hate. And the longer piece is about trying to push that forward so that we can get people to desist from this sort of action and work collaboratively together and hopefully make this place a safer place. And I would just appeal to everybody again to work with the police in whatever context you are, you know, to try and make sure that we can keep communities safe through all these issues.
But we've seen over many years, and it doesn't make it right that it's happened before, but this time it's the Soldier F stuff. We've seen over many years politicians' election posters being put on it, effigies of well-known politicians. Are they hate crimes every time?
Well, we start from the perception test for hate. You know, so if you're involved in an issue and you perceive that issue is motivated or demonstrates hostility based upon your religion, Northern Ireland, your political background, your race, or if you're transgender, homophobic, or disability, then those are issues of hate. What we then do is ask ourselves the question whether there's a crime. So I'm the National Hate Crime Lead for the UK, so we're working through these issues across the UK all the time. We see it online all the time. We see expressions of intolerance and offence all the time, increasingly so in our societies. Unfortunately, not all of this is criminal. You know, and being offended is not necessarily always criminal. It can be in certain circumstances. We've seen election posters. So, for example, this year we had a big push to try and reduce the numbers of election posters that ended up in bonfires around Northern Ireland. And if you remember back to the election period, there were a number of people arrested across Northern Ireland for theft of election posters to try and stop this type of offence happening, but also try and stop these things and been used as ways to offend each other, particularly by burning them at points of the year by either side of the community. So probably this year we made more effort than we ever would have done to try and prevent that from happening. And you know, every year, Stephen, we try as a police service and as a community to edge forward with these issues and try and reduce the levels of offence, make all these issues safer for everybody, and to reduce the levels of tension that fall out of them.
You talk about tension, Mark, just finally. You know, some pretty seasoned commentators have been saying to me behind the scenes that there's a toxicity and a tension in Northern Ireland like we haven't seen in recent years. Do you recognise that? Do you think there's something building up?
I recognise that communities are feeling a level of uncertainty that perhaps they haven't seen for years. I mean, it's not for me to comment on the broader political arrangements and so forth. But you know, there are lots of things, I think, in Northern Ireland that are worrying people, Stephen. And there's lots of bits of pieces, to use an expression, that are maybe unresolved. And I think the longer that those go on, the greater the space or the vacuum is for things to happen. And certainly, you know, when we look at sort of violent dissident Republicans and so forth, particularly in certain parts of Northern Ireland, we see them looking to exploit, you know, vacuums and spaces to attack police and create more tension and make policing more difficult and make life for our politicians on both sides of the community more difficult, make life for our journalists more difficult and make life for our communities more difficult. So, you know, progress in our society is probably the best way through this.
Okay. Mark, indeed, sir. Thank you. That's Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton. Here's Robert. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, he said it was a hate crime. So, effectively, the police stood by and watched the hate crime take place. They should have moved in and removed this stuff if it was a hate crime.
A hate incident.
Yeah, hate incident. Still a hate. It's a hate crime, in other words. It's just an
How do you know the police saw it being... there's no evidence that the police saw this being put onto the bonfire.
And Stephen, everybody's seen it, so that
everybody can see it. Sorry, you can see it, but
social media, they have more, and the police have more inside information than what ordinary people in the street
yes,
have.
Yes, but Robert, you're suggesting that the police watched as it was actually being placed on the bonfire, and there's no evidence for that.
Listen, Stephen, the police knew the stuff was on the bonfire.
How do you know?
Listen, they've got security services watching everything that goes on. The dogs in the street knew who was putting it on. Dissident Republicans were putting it on, using the kids to do it. They knew. But why did they not go in and remove it when it was on? That's the point. They were quick to move in to remove a ban last Saturday who hadn't committed any sort of crime. So that's what the whole thing about last week was, discussion and all about two-tier policing. That's what people see.
Of course, the police didn't remove a ban.
They tried to remove a ban.
They did not.
They tried to. The ban wouldn't remove themselves from the parade.
They did not try to remove the ban.
Yes, they did, Stephen. Yes, they did. And the only way they negotiated that they would walk around with the bomb. And the bomb didn't commit any crime or nothing. That's where the two-tier stuff's coming in, Stephen.
It's a different discussion, which we've had on the Lone Show many times this week, haven't we? About that emblem of Soldier F and the Parachute Regiment being potentially offensive to some of the community. Others would argue not. But this is about... You know, this is about a bonfire, which is banners and flags about Soldier F, being burnt on a bonfire.
On Poppy Ridge.
And you want the police to move in and lift it off?
Aye. Sure, they were going to move into every loyalist bonfire and all, weren't they? Oh, aye. See, that's what we call the two-tier policing. That's why we call it that. Another thing too, Stephen, see if you looked at that bonfire, it was about 10 feet from a building. How is it allowed to take place? When all we've heard about that they're not safe, the fire brigade, it's not safe for them to burn up. It was 10 feet from a building, if you look at the pictures. How was that allowed to take place when that building could have went up? People could have been killed in it.
So would you be calling on all bonfires to be banned in the future, including loyalist
Any bonfire that's endangering life. Any bonfire that's endangering life. Nobody wants to see anybody killed. Any bonfire that's endangering life.